Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell, and you are listening to Wonderful Wednesday. Our topic for today is creating your personal joy, because guess what? You deserve to have the life that you see. You deserve that life. If you believe that you should have more, if there are things that you want and you're not getting it, then you're going to have to up your game when it comes to your deserve level. So let's talk about your joy. Now, there's a lot that goes into understanding your joy. And first of all, I want to say that joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. So it's inherently in you to be a joyful person. Not the same as happiness, not the same as having fun. However, I think that people who have joy find a way to be happy, find a way to have fun. But joy is more on a spiritual level. So I wanted to make sure that I put that out there first. Also, before we start talking about get into our show for today, I want to remind you guys about our Achievers Fun giveaway. We're giving away an AMC movie card, a Walmart gift card, and a Target gift card. And we may give away some more. And so if you want to register, you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and get registered for this Achievers Fun giveaway. Hey, we're almost at summertime here in Jacksonville. And actually, I think we're in summertime in terms of the weather, because it's like hot, you guys, like 90 plus degrees. However, I'm loving it. All month long, we're going to be talking about the art of achieving big while having fun. But you know what? There are some people that just are just bent on being miserable. And those are people who have not discovered their joy. Those are people who are not getting the things that they want in their lives. They're not living the life that they've always wanted. Sometimes we don't do that or live the life that we want because we don't realize that a part of the reason for us being here, in addition to us sharing our amazing gifts, is that we are here to kind of create that path, or let's say blaze that trail to our own personal joy, where we discover it, where we tap into it, because joy is actually on the inside. Sometimes the path of joy is not so easy to come by because we are focused on the wrong things. And the truth of the matter is the path to joy is learning not to be caught by the details of those forms. In other words, a certain job that you have and certain accomplishments that you have accomplished and other accolades that have taken place in your life. So people tend to think that that's what it takes to make them happy. And they forget that even if you're happy, joy and happiness, they are not the same thing. So, you know, creating your personal joy is just that, a very personal journey. This is something that you have to cultivate on your own. If you've created a job or a relationship, or if you created anything that's not bringing you joy, then you know what? You want to look on the inside. Today, there's so much going on in terms of people complaining, in terms of people throwing stones, in terms of people criticizing one another in a most malicious way, name calling, And the list goes on and on. And this goes from our president on, it starts in Washington and it just goes through our entire nation. And so if you're one of those people and you're listening to today's show, understand this, that's a sign that you haven't tapped into your joy, that you're not looking inward and you are busy looking on the outside and blaming someone else for the job that you have, the relationship that you've chosen, and these things that are not bringing you, and these things don't bring you joy. So you have to look inward, and the object of the game is for you to ask why you feel that you must be in a relationship with anything or anyone that does not bring you joy. In other words, why are you working on that job that you absolutely do not like? Why are you in a relationship with someone that brings you so much drama, so much stress, to the point where you are not feeling good about who you are as a person? This is happening because, well, and here it comes. Brace yourself. This might sting a bit. Often it's because you don't believe you deserve to have what you want. And listen, on this earth, there should be no such thing as whether that you don't deserve something. If someone tells you don't deserve to have that, you don't deserve him, you don't deserve her, you don't deserve that great job, or you don't deserve to thrive in business, you know, what did you do to deserve that? That's not their call. That's none of their business. It's up to you to understand that whatever you have, you deserve it. Understand this about this law of attraction, or in biblical terms, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think that you deserve something, if you think you're amazing, gorgeous, beautiful, you know, wealthy, if you think these things and you truly believe it, then you're going to do what it takes to go in that direction. So don't even destroy your joy by thinking you don't deserve to have something. Creating your personal joy is just that, a personal journey. And that personal journey starts with you realizing that you deserve to have whatever it is you see. Every good thing. I have to qualify that, because you don't deserve to go and take someone else's spouse. Okay. So not right. They're not yours. Right. So you have all been given these active imaginations. We all have that. And they are kind of the doorways out of wherever you are. If you feel stuck, if you're not excited about your life, if you're in a job that you absolutely hate, then understand this. Use your imagination, because your imagination is your doorway to your joy. Okay, it think about it. When you take a moment and you imagine having this perfect life, okay, and don't be cynical. So there's no such thing as a perfect life. Just go with the flow of this, okay? Think about having the best life you could possibly have. So think about perfection. The only reason I think we don't have perfection is we don't believe in it, right? But the Bible tells us we're made perfect through Jesus Christ. So there's perfection somewhere on some level. I'm just saying. So here's the thing, is that you want to understand that you have this imagination. And so you want to use your imagination. Yours can be a doorway into worry, if that's how you want to use it, by worrying about the job, by worrying about your life, by imagining that everything's going to go wrong. There is no joy in that. Or you can use your imagination to open your door to joy. So that's really what it's all about. And I have to tell you, there were times when I had to remind myself that, listen, you deserve to be happy. So this is something that sometimes, especially with our television shows, are filled with drama, hence the reason they call them dramas. They're filled with drama. And have you noticed that in all these shows, when a couple is happily married, at some point in the series, they're going to become unhappy. They're going to get a divorce. So if we see this all the time, we believe that this is our life. This is how it's going to be. That's not necessarily the case. I mean, think about it. Are you on the phone during the day or whenever speaking to your friends and you tell them all about everything that's going wrong. Now, I got to admit, and I confess, that was something that I used to do. And I made a decision, you know what, I'm not going to do that. Because when I'm speaking, I'm actually fueling the life that I want. Okay, I'm giving life to it. And as a result, I'm getting something that the opposite of what I do want. So I don't complain about things to my friends. Sometimes I might ask an opinion about things, but it's not so I can have a complaint. So the thing is, and then on the flip side, do you listen to your friends and let them complain and let them bring down your energy? Do you make appointments to see people, even though you don't truly have the time or you really don't want to see them? Do you do things for people free just because they made you feel guilty because you have a little bit of money or because you're their cousin or whatever the case is, and you just do it, but you really don't want to? So none of this makes you feel good. Listen, you want to understand that when it comes to your joy, you're going to have to make some tough decisions. So in other words, you're connected to people who perhaps are thinking, wait a minute, I have no higher purpose in my life at this time. So, hey, I think I'll call Pat, or if someone's calling you, whatever your name is out there, all of you guys that are listening, I think I'll call them and I'll whine like a big baby about my life. And I'll dump all of this on them, because why? I have no higher purpose. Now, when I say have, we all have a higher purpose in life. We all have some kind of calling. But when I say they're thinking they have no higher purpose, it's because they're not embracing it. They haven't stepped into it. They're not accepting it. And as a result, they're settling for less than. Now, but for you, it's all about you taking the time to create your personal joy. And I have to say this again, you already have your joy in you. So you really don't have to create anything, because it's inherently in you. I just thought I would call today's show Creating Your Personal Joy, because I want you to understand that you're going to have to go through some things. Okay. And you're going to have to make some hard decisions. And it is, in fact, a journey. So to find the path of joy, you will want to ask, why do you feel obligated to people or to the life that you've created? Why do you feel obligated to stay with someone who treats you in a manner that you don't think you deserve? Why are you staying on a job that you absolutely hate? See, so you want to ask yourself the hard questions. And yeah, you got to make some hard decisions. Why are you doing things for family members who think it's okay for them to make you feel guilty just because you share DNA? You have the right to live your life the way you decide, as long as you're not hurting anyone. If you want to really create your personal joy, then understand that the path of joy involves valuing yourself and actually monitoring where you put your time, monitoring what you do, monitoring who you allow yourself to be connected to. What you love is a sign from your higher self of what you are supposed to be doing. So if you're in a job and you absolutely hate it, then guess what? Yeah. You might be doing it wrong. Oh no, you're not supposed to say that and tell people that they're wrong. You get to decide if you're wrong. Just because I say it doesn't make it so. Remember, you are responsible for creating your own personal joy. One of the questions that you may want to consider asking yourself is, what am I here to do that will bring me joy? Each one of you has things that you love to do. Each one of you has things that you absolutely, would be so content if you were doing it. So there's not one person alive who doesn't have something that they love to do. Even people say, I don't know. People say, I don't know. They just don't want to tell you because they think you're going to criticize them. But we all know what it is we want to do. So the object of the game is to decide if we're absolutely going to do it. Now, here's the thing. If you're working in a job and you don't like it, and whatever it is you're doing, or in a relationship and you're like, wow, you feel stuck, understand this. The thing about joy is not about these, outside physical things. Because once you discover your joy on the inside, those things are going to take care of themselves. Now, they're not going to dissolve all on their own. You're going to have to do some work to make it happen. But because of your joy, you're going to make wiser decisions and you're going to go in a more powerful direction. So you're going to be more inspired to step up. In other words, you're not going to hold back from releasing your magnificence. This is what doing life with power is all about. I started to say kind of, but it's not really kind of. It is what it's all about. Now, sometimes we think, you know what, I really love to read or I love to meditate, but certainly that can't be a path that's going to bring me money, that's going to make me excited about my life. However, and that may be true, but if you allow yourself to sit and read and meditate, then guess what? The path that will bring you the money will unfold. It will come into being for you and in your imagination. So what happens is when we do see it, we resist doing what it is we want to do for whatever reason. So listen, you have to make the decision that you're not going to resist doing what it is you want to do. If it's not hurting anyone, do what you want to do. Okay, don't make excuses for wanting to be wealthy. Don't make excuses for wanting to have the best. Don't make excuses for wanting to build an amazing lifestyle. Don't make excuses for that. And don't blame other people because you don't have that lifestyle. Accept full responsibility for where you are. You're only going to have that joy or be able to create your personal joy only when you focus on having it and when you settle for nothing less. Okay, so when you say, you know what, I'm not settling no matter what. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to have to go through some things. It doesn't mean that it's going to be, oh, so easy and all flowery because you've now made this decision. What it does mean is that you are willing to stay on course until you get to where it is you want to be. See, your joy will make it easier for you to achieve any goal that you set, any worthwhile goal, any goal that you're passionate about, any goal that's authentic. Yeah. Your joy will make you do that. Why? Because you're going to be excited the entire time. And even when things get a little rough and tough or it seems like it's not working, your joy is going to tell you to keep going. Your joy is going to tell you to stay the course. Your joy is going to inspire your imagination to open up a path of success for you. So you want to keep that in mind as you begin to create your personal joy. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on this wonderful Wednesday. And remember, Wonderful Wednesday is about relationships. But understand this, first and foremost, the best relationship you could possibly have that will lead to better relationships for you on the outside is a relationship that you have with yourself. So that's why we talk a lot about what it takes for you to be excited about you. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday. Do life with power by being magnificent.